without that, I probably would not have met them. And when I stopped, when I did retire from teaching school, then that was the first club I wanted to join because it had a book club. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy the book club. Let's see, what else do I do besides church work and the women's club and the book club? I was a member of the Chi Omega Society and sorority, and every once in a while I do attend some of those meetings, but not regularly. I had three boys, which were not eligible to be Chios, so, so I had not kept up with that much. But that's about the only organizations I belong to. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell me a little bit about your mother and father's educations?
Okay, my mother went to Mary Harden Baylor, which is in Belton, Texas. Mm-hmm. My father went to Peacock, Military Institute in San Antonio. But neither of them had a college degree because we were cattle people. So. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I had two sisters, and I'm the only one of the three that got a college degree.
Mm-hmm. What's your ultimate ancestry?
Pardon me?
Your ultimate ancestry, like in Europe?
Oh, let's see. Scotch, Irish, English is what I am, and mm-hmm. what the Evanses were. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. My husband was Greek. His father was born and raised in Athens and came to this country through Mexico. He went there first and didn't like what Pancho Villa was doing at that time, and so he came on over into Texas from mm-hmm. about Mexico.
Mm-hmm. 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 Interesting. Did you have special names for your mother and father?
No, we didn't call them.
Yeah, I mean, did you just call your mother mother?
Or? Mother and daddy. We did not call my father father. We called him mother and daddy.
Mm-hmm. And how about your grandparents? Did you know your grandparents?
Well, I called one Grandmother Evans, and I called the other one Grandmother Cowden. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a funny names for them then.
How about your grandfathers?
My grandfathers, I was one of the younger children in the family, so actually I never really knew my grandfathers because they both died in an early age.
Children, okay, parents bring up children, or you could say that they bring them up where they...
Well, I say I was raised, or I was brought up, or mm-hmm. What do you say?
Well, raised is a good word.
Uh-huh. Well, I often say I was brought up to believe this, I was brought up to believe that, I was raised in a place, but the way I was raised, I was brought up, you know. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say I was raised to eat something, in a particular way. Would you? Mm-hmm.
No, I was just curious. It's just what, how you use it.
Well, I'm curious how you, maybe I'm not supposed to do that.
It's really a pronunciation item. It's just to see how you pronounce raised.
How else can it be pronounced?
I don't know. Different ways. I try not to judge because if I think about it too much, I won't be able to hear the subtle differences.
You know, when I listen to some of these talk shows, they were talking about those houses were raised, uh-huh. and what they meant, see, they confused the talk show host because they used it in a way they shouldn't have, because he thought they put them up, and what he meant was that they tore them down.
Right. Who was confused about it?